Blog Talk Radio.
This the number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Set a promoter, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy. He said, hey sister, it's really, really nice to meet ya. I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath it. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains in New York wide awake. First let's see the West End, I'll show you to my bedroom. I'm liking this American boy, American boy.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy, American boy.
Can we get away this weekend? Take me to Broadway. Let's go shopping, maybe simple, go to a cafe. I'm loving those show toes. Walking that wall, talk that slick tone. Liking this American boy, American boy.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy.
Tell the walk, walk, block.
Who killing them in the UK? Everybody gonna say UK reluctantly, cause most of this press don't f*** with me. Estelle once said, tell me cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapina, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cat. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the picture they gladdest. And I know they love it. So the hell with all that rubbish.
Would you be my lover?
Could you be mine?
Would you be my lover?
Welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. I'm here tonight with my special guest, Mr. Arthur Smith.
Hello, Arthur Smith.
And my other special guest, Michael, the Encyclopedia Eisler.
Hi, people.
We're also here with two very special guests who won't say much, Libby the Hound and Mindy the Tiny Terror. So, I know everybody has probably heard now, but Sunday morning we all woke up and started experiencing some crazy news that was coming out of LA. We just had dinner, so bear with us. First of all, a couple of people had posted on Facebook, is Colby dead or not? And I went and had a look, and we were at our friend's house, and I said out loud, I said, oh my God, AJ, I think Colby Bryant's dead. And right away, AJ took out his phone. I was already on mine. My friend's husband, Jim, he grabbed his phone, and we're looking. Because, as you know, there's so many internet hoaxes in regards to people dying. Mm-hmm. I mean, my God, how many times have we heard, you know, this person's dead, and, you know, you have to become an investigator yourself to find out. We checked, and to begin with, it was just TMZ who were reporting it, and some people, other news agencies were picking up and saying, TMZ is reporting that Kobe Bryant is dead. And then, you know, some of the more reputable news channels were actually coming out and saying they had it confirmed that he had died. What had happened is him and eight others were, and that's including the pilot, were on a helicopter going to a basketball tournament that Kobe's daughter was playing in. And they crashed. And sadly, everybody who was on board died. As well as Kobe, it was his 13-year-old daughter, Gigi, two of her teammates, the parents of one of the teammates, both mother and father, then the mother of another teammate, a coach, and the pilot. A lot of people were then saying, oh, well, they're only mentioning Kobe. They're only mentioning Kobe. Well, that was the only name that had been released. And as the sheriff pointed out, he said how horrible it must have been for the family to learn that their loved one had died via TMZ. Because officially, nobody had been identified. And that was a job that had yet to be done. But it was all out there. It must have been, you know, even more terrible for the families of those people who were also on board because they knew that their family had gone with Kobe. And then all over it, Kobe's killed in a helicopter crash. And then they're then faced with the news. Okay, you know, my family was on board with him.
Right, did they survive?
Yeah, did they survive? And then, because, I mean, let's be honest, the first reports coming out that it was Kobe and four others were dead. So, you know, there was probably those families who were living in hope. Oh, my God, there's four people. Oh, there's only five people dead. Who survived? Who survived? And then to hear, we were watching the news conference, which was late in the day. It was about 6 o'clock our time, weren't it? And then for them to come out and say, no, there were nine people on board and there were no survivors. And that's when all the rumors that we'd heard during the course of the day, we started to think, okay, was it true? Because one of the rumors was Kobe was on board with all of his kids. Sadly, it was one of his kids. And I can't even imagine what all those families are now going through. You've got one case of Kobe and his daughter, so now his wife is dealing with the death of her husband and her child, which is, you know, either one of them is hard enough as it is, let alone the double loss. Then you've got that one family who it was the husband, wife, and daughter, and they left two teenage kids at home who were in older teens.
Right.
And it's like, my God, those poor kids who are left at home and their family, you know? Then you got the mom and her daughter who were gone, the coach, the other coach who was gone, and, you know, and the pilot as well. I mean, the whole thing was just, you know, absolutely terrible. NTSB came out yesterday and said they did find all the paperwork that's involved with the helicopter. And because from what I can make out, the helicopter actually belonged to Kobe. It was his helicopter. And it had passed all the utmost safety standards. It was equipped with all the things that, you know, the extra safety stuff that you would want and everything. So now they're believing that weather had played a huge part in it, because shortly after the crash, apparently, air traffic control stopped all flights on helicopters from leaving because of weather. So, you know, it's whether that was a direct result of the accident or whether it was something that was happening anyway. Do you know what I mean? But either way, it's such a tragic event that went on. And then, you know, you've got the same bunch of people who are coming out and saying, well, why is everybody mourning Kobe? You didn't know him. No, but it stirs emotions in people. That's what it is. And there's so many people who grew up with Kobe as a basketball player. He was their idol. He was their, you say to people, who was your favorite basketball? Oh, my God, Kobe was the greatest. I wasn't a fan of Kobe, to be honest. We used to call him Hongo because he always held on to the ball. But either way, whichever way you want to look at it, I've admitted he wasn't a phenomenal player. He just wasn't my cup of tea. And, you know, so there's that side to him. Then you've got those people who knew him as a friend and family. Shaq apparently released what it was actually what he said had happened. In his side of things, he was working out in his gym with his son and some family members and nephew and stuff. And one of the kids came down crying and showed him what was going on. And he was like, get that shit out my face.
Ooh.
You know, because, and he said part of it was, one, he didn't want to believe it. And two, if it was true, it's the most painful thing that he was going to experience after the death of his younger sister, which was only a couple of months ago. And, you know, then hearing it all come down, he said then his phone started ringing, you know, from other people saying, you know, it's true, it's true, it's true. And let's be honest, Kobe and Shaq are synonymous for being together. It was always Kobe and Shaq. Kobe. Nobody really knew the name of the other Lakers players when those two were playing together. Let's be perfectly honest. But you knew Kobe and Shaq. And then for other people, it's like it's a realization of that. For us, we've been through the loss of a child. So all those people who are on there who lost their kids, we know that pain. And it sucks ass big time. It's the worst pain you can ever imagine. And then in a few weeks, you know, you then stand over the grave of your child. Seriously, that's the worst. It's the worst there is. So it's not a case of so much that, you know, you're upset for so many different reasons. And, you know, it's the same when you've had actors who you grew up with die, and musicians. You know, and a lot of these people who are complaining, some other people pointed out, well, were you, you know, did it really hurt you when Michael Jackson died? Did it really hurt you when Prince died and all this? Like, well, yeah, but that's different. How is it different? There's no difference at all there, you know. And, you know, it's the loss of a human life. So we just wanted to touch on that briefly and, you know, send our love and prayers to all of those who are left mourning the loss of their family members.
Family and friends.
Yeah, family and friends. And, you know, it was just tragic. It really was. The one thing that we said as well, that part of it, as sad as it is, the Lakers were actually on their way back from a game they played the day before. So they were in the air when the news hit, and they were all on an airplane together, and the coach announced it to them. And to me, if you had to be anywhere, to be with your teammates when the announcement came of somebody who you worked with and everything has died like that, to me is a really good thing because you're all together. Do you know what I mean? You can comfort each other. And we saw them coming off the plane and you saw airport personnel hugging them and all this lot. So, you know, it's been very difficult, I'm sure, for the players. They actually postponed the Lakers game that had last night. Lots of places actually did beautiful memorials to him. Literally every sporting arena that plays basketball changed their colors on Sunday to purple and gold. And literally everywhere was lit up purple and gold. Some places in the Philippines absolutely loves basketball. They actually painted on one of their basketball courts a memorial to Kobe and Gigi. That looks absolutely beautiful. AJ's falling asleep on me right now, so I may have to get a stun gun or a taser or something and bulk him. But we're going to play another song, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some of our, you know, past musicians and stuff who are no longer with us, who actually, you know, whose deaths and loss, you know, affected us. So we will be back in a minute.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Back. So, oh my God. I don't even know where to go with that. So, which music person, when they passed away, really shocked you the most?
MJ.
Why MJ so much?
Because he was set to go out. Was going to make a comeback, and nobody knew that he was having problems in his life.
Well, and as we, you know, found out in recent months after his death, that it wasn't by his own hands that he died.
Right.
Is that dude still in jail, or has he been released now?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's look that up. And for those of you who don't know, there was a doctor who was involved, called Conrad Murray, who was giving Michael Jackson the drugs that they give you during anesthesia, if I remember rightly. And obviously it caused problems. So let's see. Go MJ's death. Well, it says here, on June 25th, 2009, only weeks after hiring Murray, Michael Jackson died due to a lethal dose of propofol administered by Murray. Court documents released in August 2009 revealed the coroner's preliminary conclusion indicated that Michael Jackson had overdosed on it. But the coroner declined to comment on reports claiming the death was ruled a homicide. Several officers believed to have treated Jackson were searched. Based on the autopsy and toxicology findings, the cause of Jackson's death was determined to be acute propofol intoxication with contributory benzocyanidine effect and the manner of death to be homicide. Eventually, so the focus of the investigation shifted towards Murray. He admitted administering 25 milligrams of it intravenously for insomnia on the night of Jackson's death. And he claims he had been treating him with other drugs that he only administered after Jackson insisted. Murray said he worried that Jackson had become dependent on the drug as a sleep aid and tried to wean him off of him. The drug is normally given in a hospital or in a clinical setting with close monitoring, mostly used for general anesthesia during surgery. It's not indicated or approved as a sleep aid and administered only by anesthesiologists who've had extensive training. Murray had no such training at all. 2010, he was formally charged with involuntary manslaughter. On September 27, 2011, he went to trial and was convicted of involuntary manslaughter. He received a maximum penalty of 4 years. His medical license was revoked as his California Nevada licenses were suspended. After serving 2 years, he was released in October of 2013. Jackson's father filed a wrongful lawsuit against him in 2010, but dropped it in 2012. Also in 2010, Jackson's mother and three children filed a separate wrongful death suit against AEG, claiming that the company was negligent in hiring Murray. The jury ruled in favor of AEG. In 2016, Inside Edition that reported that Murray was still visiting patients, although he claims he does not charge patients anything for his services. He only provides consultation. Wow. That's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So who for you was one of the biggest shocks? Yeah, that was a weird one. I was over here when that happened. I think it was actually a short time after I moved over here. Let's check. Oops.
It was
August 25th, 2001. But it said October 25th, 2001 at 6:50 p.m., Aaliyah and members of the record company boarded a twin-engine plane in the Bahamas to travel to Opa-locka Airport in Florida after they completed the filming of her video, Rock the Boat. The flight was scheduled the following day, but with filming and finishing early, they decided to return to the U.S. immediately. The designated airplane was smaller than the Cessna 404, which they originally arrived on, but the whole party and all the equipment were accommodated. The plane crashed shortly after takeoff, about 200 feet from the end of the runway, and exploded. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, it says here that when the investigation determined that the aircraft was over its maximum weight by over 700 pounds. So it was too... Yo, I'm doing a show and you're supposed... You're not even replying and I'm to ask you a question.
What was the question?
Doesn't matter. Moved on. But yeah, there was a lot of ones who, you know... The whole thing just just crazy. Just absolutely crazy. I didn't know she was with Damon Dash.
Yeah, she dated.
Wow. Didn't know that. A lot of people are saying now that, you know, with the light of the whole lot and the new R. Kelly stuff that went on, that if she had been alive, that she probably would have been called to testify. Because from what we've seen and what we've heard, a lot of people have said that she just refused to talk about anything to do with him and what went on. And that when the marriage was annulled, she had no contact with him again after that. It does make you wonder. It really does. But for me, one of the biggest ones was Freddie Mercury. And not just because I'm a Queen fan, but it was really kind of surreal because a week earlier he come out and admitted that he was HIV positive and had full-blown AIDS. And then the next news literally within a week was he had died. And people were suspected something for quite a while. You know, there was the way he looked and, you know, different things that just gave the impression that, and questions were asked, other members of Queen were asked about it, and they just refused to answer. You know, and it's just, you know, one of those things that then when he did die, you lost this icon in music.
Right.
And we all know the story of me getting in trouble going to the tribute concert. Yes, as it was pointed out, never go to a concert when there's lots of cameras there and you have a good chance of getting caught because, yeah, your parents do sometimes see you on TV. So on that note, we're going to play some Queen.
There's another one.
Who?
Jam Master J.
Well, we'll come back to that in a second. I'm going to play a song and then we'll come back.
She keeps him always shunned on in a pretty cabinet. Listen in case, she said, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time of invitation, you can be kind. Caviar, cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer.
Like a baroness, middle man, China, with time to gauge your mind. Then again, accidentally, if you're that way,
please.
Love you came naturally from Paris.
Naturally.
The girl, she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise.
She's a killer, queen, gunfire, eternity, dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
Wanna try?
we are back. So continuing where we left off in regards to deaths of people who we consider icons and stuff passing away and the shocking nature of it.
Right.
You were about to say, who was another one for you?
The DJ of Run DMC's Jam Master J.
Yeah, I remember that. That was kind of...
Yeah, that was like playing left field and was unexpected.
Yep. The other one, Left Eye from TLC. And let's be honest, she was colorful. We'll just say that she was very colorful personality.
Yeah.
And she had actually decided to turn things around, hadn't she? And was trying to focus elsewhere and all that lot. Wasn't it a car crash that she was in?
Mm-hmm.
Paul Weller was another one.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Walker, from Fast and Furious. That was another one that was like, wow. And he went like he was on Fast and Furious. That was the thing with that. That was just...
Well, at least he wasn't a driver.
Right. Who's another one for you over the back? For me, another one that was unexpected was Prince.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
We were at this insurance thing, weren't we? We'd been invited to this insurance place to give feedback on how the insurance company was working and all that lot. And we could hear a couple of people saying, oh, my God, Prince is dead. And we were like, yeah, no, he weren't. So I text a friend of ours and said, can you check and tell me if Prince had passed away? And she did. And she came back, oh, yep, he gone. And that was another one that was just like, wow. You know, how...
It was like he was kind of hinting, like his last days with him on.
Right. And he had had pneumonia, hadn't he? And he'd been really sick and then was taking drugs and stuff on top. And the thing is that, you know, what people... I actually posted about it on Maddie's page when it happened. And, you know, posted about he is with his child now. And I got into so many arguments with people like, he never had kids. And yes, he did. He had a son who died. And they said that forever changed him, who he was as a person. That, you know, he had all the money in the world and it couldn't save his child. And that's one of the things that people don't get, is that, you know, the death of a child isn't just something that affects poor people, so to speak. It's everybody. Ooh, excuse me. But in regards to, like, what we were saying about Kobe, the whole thing there is that there is, like, a generation of fans who... Kobe was their idol. They grew up with Kobe, and the whole thing was Kobe, and Kobe and Shaq, all the freaking time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were anywhere other than Los Angeles, and you were looking for Lakers stuff, it was Shaquille or Kobe. Wasn't it? It was just Shaquille or Kobe the whole time. Obviously, when you were in Los Angeles, there was other options, but I'm saying...
Yeah, like you have like Robert Horry, he was a good shooter. You have, well, Brian Scott, he was in there towards the end of his career.
Right, but I'm not on about that. I'm on about when you're purchasing merchandise from the Lakers during that era. You could the only stuff you could buy was Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant outside of L.A. You'd have to go online to order it. Sometimes you'd find Rick Fox stuff. But the main ones were Kobe and Shaquille.
Right.
And for me, as I say, part of the reason why it hit me a little bit hard was that when we lost Matthew, even though we were basketball fans, you know, ahead of time, basketball was one thing that kept us going. You know, that was what we looked forward to and did and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost like a little bit of our healing died that day.
Right.
And, you know, especially knowing, and the sad thing is there are so many reports came out that when Kobe's body was found, he had his daughter in his arms.
Oh.
So, I mean, that just, you know, it hits you right in the chest. And You know, so what about you two? Anybody else that you could think of that just doesn't necessarily music, but like actor, sports?
Let's see.
I'm going to try to shock the father to Adam West died.
Yeah, that was a shocker.
Or Mr. Rogers.
Yep. As people say, we need more Mr. Rogers. We need more Bob Rosses. You know what I mean? We need more. Another one, just sort of one. Steve Irwin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that killed everybody. Let's be perfectly honest. I don't care who you were. Everybody loved that man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a man who went up to a crocodile and alligators, and he'd be like, look at little Fluffy over there. Isn't he a cute little beast? Look at that cute little fella. You know, we're all looking at him like, dude, you lost your damn mind. That's a crocodile. Do you see? He will eat you in one bite. And then for him to be killed by a stingray.
Right.
I mean, it was like, oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. Especially as everybody was thinking, you know, he's going to walk. We got the technology. We got the means. He's going to walk. And then it was like, but Superman can't die. He's Superman. That was a tough one. I mean, that was my childhood right there. I remember going to see the movies. I lost my two front teeth biting into a really hard ice cream.
Ooh.
Watching Superman, and I had blood coming out, and my aunt was like, we should go, you're bleeding. Oh, I want to watch Superman. So I got like melted ice cream and blood in my mouth, and end up with a tissue and sticking it up there. And yeah, that was a difficult one. Another one. Brandon Lee. Yep. And Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
That was, oh, River Phoenix.
I heard of him, but you haven't.
You remember the movie Stand By Me? He was in that. He is Joaquin Phoenix's brother.
Oh.
He died of a drug overdose outside of night. And that one. Oh, my God. Kurt Cobain. Well, no. Kurt Cobain was no suicide. I'm going on the conspiracy theory side of everything. Courtney Love had so much to do with that.
Yeah, and they still can't prove it.
Nope. Don't mean they ain't trying.
What about Macho Man?
Yeah. You were at work when that happened, weren't you? And I got hold of you at work.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, you literally had the whole of the wrestling world just stand still.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he did.
He did. He mentioned it at Hall of Fame.
No, it
was like how he put it.
It was mentioned, like, he didn't, like, when he mentioned it, he just kind of hinted it on Raw that the last rep of my body.
Yeah. It was just, yeah, there's some of those that just get you right in the chest. Then there was the people who were watching when What's His Face died, falling in the ring.
Oh, my
God. Yeah. And, I mean, oh, my God. And the one we saw, and he didn't actually die, but we were actually watching Monday Night Raw when Jerry the King Lawler had a heart attack.
Right.
And it was so bad because they kept on doing the show and everything, and Jerry's being whisked away, and poor Michael Cole is trying to do his job, but went back into human mode, not, you know, wrestling persona mode. And they stopped all the music, didn't they, for the entrance for the wrestlers and stuff, and just.
I think they did.
But it's strange because even though, you know, there's so many people who were put out there, oh, I don't understand why people are so upset when a celebrity dies and all that lot. But you don't understand. I still feel a lot of people who say that just don't understand how somebody who may be famous, how important a part they may have played in your life.
Right.
it's like for me with Freddie Mercury, I grew up listening to Queen. You know, that was part of me growing up. That was part of different things that went on. And, you know, that's part of, as we said, my life. We said about Kobe in regards to basketball and stuff. You know, and I remember Robert being like knee-high to a gnat's fart and saying to him, what do you want to be when you grow up? He said, I'm going to be Kobe. And I used to tease him. I was like, you can't even dunk a ball in your basketball hoop. You have one of those little play plastic ones. He said, but I'm going to be Kobe. And that was every kid, Robert's generation, I'm going to be Kobe. You know, and some of your lot generation too. And like, but then you've got people like when Michael Jackson died. If you don't know my Michael Jackson song or have not been affected by a Michael Jackson song, please go back under the rock you came from. You know what I mean? There's so many different things like that that just, they affect everybody. This one, I'm actually going to play a song. This, the lead singer of this song, of INXS, he actually died of a drug overdose as well. Yes, he did. His wife was a woman called Paula Yates in England, and she died of a drug overdose shortly after. She got a lot of criticism because at his funeral she wore a wedding dress. But it was the dress that he, and he said whenever there was interviews of him and he spoke about her, they would say to him, you know, what's the one thing that when you think about your wife that you think about and love? And he said the day that she wore a wedding dress, I just looked at her then and knew. And actually, Paula Yates was Bob Geldof's ex-wife. And I'll say this, you got to say give it up for Bob Geldof, because Paula Yates had a baby with the lead singer of INXS. And Paula Yates had custody of the kids that she had with Bob Geldof. When she died, he took custody of the kids, including the child that was had nothing to do with him, so that little girl would not be separated from her sisters. And to me, that's a class act right there. You know what I mean? So we are going to play a song by him, and we will be back shortly.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back now. So we got like 10 minutes left of the show. So what do you think Kobe is actually going to be remembered for apart from basketball?
The USA team. Some of the off-court stuff that he was doing.
I think a lot of people don't realize that he was the sole fund person who funded that girls' team that his daughter mm-hmm. played on. And I remember actually one interview where somebody, he was with his daughter at some, I can't remember what event it was at, and Vanessa, I think, was pregnant with their third child or something like that. And so one of the reporters said to him, when are you going to have a child to carry on your legacy? And he pointed to his daughter and he went, I've got one. Mm-hmm. And he was so big on the WNBA and making that as big as the NBA. And I think being a dad of girls, it kind of gave him a different perspective on things, you know. Mm-hmm. He had a daughter who was a really good ball player, you know. And mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Are you going to wake up or are you going to still fall asleep?
Sorry.
I have to poke you. Cattle prod at the ready. Zap. Need a taser. I could film videos of me tasering you. I'd make a small fortune on YouTube.
Can't do it to me. I'm such a rice legend.
But anyhow, going back to that, I think there are a lot of things, good things, you know, hopefully will come about that. Kobe was so set on equal rights for women, and especially he promoted big time fathers doing more stuff with their daughters. You know, just because you have a daughter doesn't mean that she's any less than if you had a son.
Right.
And I really think it would be a good thing if perhaps sometime in the future that perhaps there was a scholarship set up in his daughter's name to get, you know, girls playing for the WNBA and all that kind of thing. I know Shaq has said at his event that he has on Friday night, all the money that he raises will go towards all of those families who were affected, who were, you know, were killed, and also to the Kobe and Vanessa Foundation that they both set up,
right.
Which I think is a good thing. He said he wanted to cancel the event, but he then thought what Kobe would say to him. Yeah. So we're going to play one more song when we come back. AJ will tell us what's going on for the rest of the week, coming week. Let me find something awesome. Let me see. Here we go.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pad, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico mama. A promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it
me?
Is it me?
Say it's us. And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. You say you want a good time. But here I am, baby. Here I am, baby.
AJ, you want to say what's going on this upcoming week?
Tomorrow we have Bucks Talk. That'll be 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern. Friday will be my show at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern.
And then next week it will be my show on Wednesday. Usual time, usual place, usual bullshit. but until then, say goodbye from me. Bye. Bye from AJ.
Goodbye.
Bye from the person over the bed.
Bye.
And we will catch you all next week.